afternoon. It is 2:31.
Good afternoon. It's 2:31. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I am Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugenhofer and substitute decision maker Tim Dawson. And so we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhofer, do you?
No, I do not.
Decision maker Dawson, do you?
None at this time.
Okay, we have just one item on our agenda. It's case number PU-22-391. I move the commission deem complete the combined application for certificate of corridor compatibility and for a route permit and issue a notice of filings and public hearings in SCS Carbon Transport LLC, Midwest Carbon Express CO2 Pipeline Project, citing application case number PU-22-391.
Second.
So on October 17th of last year, 2022, SCS Carbon Transport LLC filed applications for a certificate of route compatibility and for a route permit concerning approximately 320 miles of carbon dioxide pipeline that is ranging from 4.5 to 24 inches in diameter, and the associated facilities for that pipeline. And it would be in Burley, Cass, Dickey, Emmons, Logan, McIntosh, Morton, Oliver, Richland, and Sargent counties. Basically comes into the state near Wahpeton with a separate spot starting up west of Castleton. They merge in western Richland County. It then angles through Logan and Sargent counties and exits the state down into South Dakota. And then later on comes back into the state in McIntosh County and rolls up through Logan and Emmons, just a little bit of Logan, and then Emmons, and then through Burley County, a little bit east of Bismarck, for those that are familiar, quite near that rest area on the east side of Bismarck, and gets a few miles north of the interstate and turns west, crosses the river, ultimately follows very close to the Morton-Oliver County pipeline for a while, and then eventually angles a little bit more northward and ends in central Oliver County. So on October 17th, same day, SCS filed an application also for waivers of procedures and time schedules that are established under North Dakota Century Code and Administrative Code. The commission, if we approve the motion that I've made, is determining today that four separate public hearings will be held, with each providing an overview of the entire project, but focusing on specific geographic portions of the project and the specific areas of each hearing. So I'm proposing the following. On March 14th at 8:30, a hearing at the Heritage Center Auditorium here in Bismarck. And this hearing will focus primarily on portions of the project in Oliver, Morton, and Burley counties. Then on March 28th at 9 o'clock at the North Sargent School Activity Center in Gwinner, that hearing will focus primarily on portions of the project in Dickey and Sargent counties. On April 11th, we'll meet at 9 o'clock at the Stern Cultural Center in Wahpeton. That hearing will focus primarily on portions of the project in Cass and Richland counties. And finally, on May 9th at 9 o'clock at the Emmons County Courthouse in Linton, and that hearing will focus primarily on portions of the project in Emmons, Logan, and McIntosh counties. The issues to be considered in the application for waiver of procedures and time schedule are whether the proposed facilities will produce minimal adverse effects and adhere to applicable procedures, requirements, and time schedules, and whether it is appropriate for the Commission to provide any waivers. The issues to be considered in the applications for a certificate of corridor compatibility and a route permit are as follows. There are three. One is, will construction, operation, and maintenance of the facility produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota? The second is, whether the proposed facility is compatible with environmental preservation and the efficient use of resources. And number three, will construction, operation, and maintenance of the facility minimize adverse human and environmental impact while ensuring continuing system reliability and integrity and ensuring that energy needs are met and fulfilled in an orderly and timely fashion? I think if we proceed with this plan, I think we meet two really important goals. One is we're having multiple hearings. This is 320 miles long. We consolidate a lot of times hearings, but in much shorter instances. And we have had in the 10 years that I've been here a couple of longer pipelines where we've had, I think, once two hearings and once three hearings. With the length of this and then plus the length that is in between the two halves, I think four is even in order, because the other, in addition to multiple hearings, so that someone who is has got, you know, serious concerns and really wants to be a part of it and testify, you know, not only does it eliminate the potential that, well, they just have an unbreakable conflict on that particular day, but by having four and spread out, I think, pretty evenly throughout this, we have reasonable distances for people to travel. And so this is the proposal, and I hope that explains it well.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes our agenda. We will stand in recess and offer to take questions from the press. There were no questions from the press, so apparently somebody explained it pretty well.
Yeah.
so with that, we are adjourned.